Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my home here in the Oakland, California area, normally at the Sports Byline USA downtown San Francisco studios. Still keeping, well, I would say quarantine sounds a bit dramatic, but not everything has opened up yet, but as we have for the last few months, doing the shows here via Skype on a gaming headset. This is the Video Game Review. It's the only nationally syndicated show talking about the subject of just straight-up playing games. And I do it here on Byline USA Broadcast Network every week at this time. And also, proud to be on Sirius XM 211. That is the 211 in progress. See the man, male cockage. Dan Patrick channel. How about that? Very cool. Also, I am on SB Nation Radio out of Houston, that great network, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Most importantly, big shout out to our brave men and women in uniform. You're brave, so we don't have to be. Thank you for keeping us and our allies safe. Keep up the good work. Hope to see you at home very, very soon. We stream along through sportsbyline.com. Any emails to me, rick@sportsbyline.com is the address. And you use that to request a cheat code. I do one for the end of the show, usually for an older game, and also to win the game that I give away. I give a game away every week on the show. That'll be coming up in the second segment tonight. It's a very easy question. Just answer it that way. SB Nation Live as we stream through that website as well. And then some apropos applications. How about TuneIn Radio app, which is fantastic, as is iHeartRadio, as is Stitcher. And normally we'd have a live feed on Twitch, which is fascinating watching me talking to a mic. But that's back in the studios, which are still verboten right now. On your television sets, we have streaming audio through CRN Digital Plus 2. That's the cable radio network, Channel 2, 35 million homes. Another way to catch the show. Try to get you every which way we can. But we talk video games. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them. I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do each and every week on the show. I'll also tell you what's new in the coming attraction. So let's talk some video games. Come on back on VGR.
Tired of the same old hat? CoverageGear.com is the top destination to find the hats and gear you need to represent your favorite pro teams and players. Head to CoverageGear.com with the promo code radio and grab a cap with the iconic jersey number of the all-time greats and current stars from the NBA, NFL, MLB, and more. These classic hats come in the font and style of the Superstars team. So with the number 30 from Golden State, number 2 from the Yankees, number 23 from the Bulls, or a number 12 from the Packers, CoverageGear.com will help you honor the legends of yesterday and today. And with Father's Day coming up, timing couldn't be better to check out our collection of dad hats, trucker caps, beanies, stickers, and more. Use promo code RADIO and get 20% off. That's promo code RADIO at CoverageGear.com. CoverageGear.com. We've got you covered.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you for the next hour, and then we'll get back to talking sports on all the networks that carry VGR. So, what went down this week? Well, unless you're listening to a rerun, it is the fact that on Thursday, Sony finally gave us their first look at the PlayStation 5 and some of the games we will see. And they hosted an online event, and we had got some sneak peeks from developers and kits. Remember, we got to see a few weeks ago how the Unreal Engine was going to use triangles. They had kind of a Lara Croft-looking type of situation, and the guy talked about how, on this dirt here, it's not noise, it's actually triangles, and this one, there's 70 million triangles, and there's a total of 200 billion triangles. I'm like, yikes. And that's the good thing about the building blocks of video is that they're not blocks anymore. They're triangles, and you split a triangle in half and you get another triangle. But as I said, that's more technical, and I'm not really a technician. I just like games that are fun, but it's nice to see a lot of these games. And it's funny, even when it says not actual gameplay, like the commercial for the latest Last of Us, the whole thing says, not actual gameplay. It's like, you're just showing a cinematic. All right, well, that's fine. Anyway, there was no price point, even though there was a rumor. I'll get to that in a minute. But they did say there would be an all-digital version available for purchase as well, which I would imagine would be kind of like the Switch. So you would not be ever putting a shiny disc into one. But PlayStation CEO Jim Ryan came out and said, quote, today's the day we've been looking forward to for years, where we get to show you just some of the games that demonstrate our belief that PlayStation 5 marks the biggest generational transition our industry has yet seen. Now, I don't know if that's true necessarily just yet. because you can talk about 8K and you can talk about all the new way that graphics and audio will work. And I hope that it is. But will the paradigm shift, so to speak, be so much more tremendous than, say, the NES to the Super NES? That was a monumental shift. That can be argued another day when we get our hands on it. But it was a event that was supposed to be some weeks ago. And of course, because of the protests over the death of George Floyd and Black Lives Matter, they wanted to be a little bit more tactful. It's just like season 4 of Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, which is now out. That was delayed a couple weeks as well, because you don't want to look like, in times like these, it's just like, oh, you guys are rioting. Well, whatever. Anyway, here's some new stuff. You know, people, as I said, they want to look a little bit more compassionate when it comes to that. But he said, did Ryan, while we understand gamers worldwide are excited to see PS5 games, we did not feel that that time was a time for celebration. We wanted to stand back and allow more important voices to be heard. And yeah, they did, for sure. The console, I mean, we had already seen the controller, and the console, a lot of people went crazy on the internet saying, oh, it looks like this, it looks like a duck bill, it looks like Wally, it looks like whatever. It is, obviously, we kind of thought it would have that R2-D2 sort of white look to it, because that's what the controller had. And you know what? I found out there are some just natural greaseball people. And I don't mean to say an entire country or your heritage, whatever it is, but it's just kind of an automatic swarthiness that people have. Rick, be careful now. I'm being careful. Let me explain. And that is, my buddies, when I especially first got the Super Nintendo in 91, there were about five guys that would come over and play with me. And I had one friend who would come over the most, Steve, and when he got done playing, the controller was just covered in dirt. And he wasn't, you know, unshowered or unclean. It's just the way that he sweat gave off this really horrifying film on the white plastic controller. And it's the dangdest thing, and I brought it up to him because we were friends, and I teased him, and he's like, gosh, shut up. But it was weird. Whenever he used a controller, you knew it was going to get a little dirty. So that's the first thing I thought of, was note to self, don't let Steve use this. He's married now with kids. He's not coming over too much anymore anyway, but that's okay. He's welcome to. He can make it dirty whenever he wants. But that's what I thought of. And then the controller, the console, I should say, they always like to show them standing straight up. It's very boring to see a horizontal disc slot, I guess. And this really started with the Xbox 360. And I did for a while use the Xbox 360 vertically just because it did look cool. But it also was very, disconcerting after a while. And then, not that I was worried about sideways discs, but it just felt like that's not the way the good Lord intended it. And the console for my TV has shelves under it, and everything else is horizontal. So this thing, if I'm lucky enough to get my hands on it, is going to be horizontal. I did learn my lesson, and the millisecond I can put down a deposit, I will. Now, the good thing is a lot of these places just say, just give me $5. You don't have to pay the whole thing, obviously. And we'll get into some of the rumors about price point coming up here. But and by the way, got an interview coming up at 40 after with Mr. Bernardo. What's that all about? Oh, you'll see. Someone in the video game world. But so I'll be giving a game away in the next segment. But the interesting thing is that the PlayStation 4, I didn't get my deposit in time, and they basically told me, I got it in like 2 weeks late, and they go, oh, you're on the list, But it wasn't like I was going to get mine 2 weeks later than everybody else. I was going to get mine like 3 months later than everybody else. So that's a good lesson to learn as well, whether you go to GameStop or wherever you want to go to put down your deposit. So, as I said, people will take shots at it. They'll look around and say, you know what? I like this. I like that. I really don't care what it looks like. I mean, yes, it's nice that it looks cool. And I think, speaking of the Super Nintendo, that was probably the biggest disappointment I've ever seen in my life. Just not just me, because like I said, I don't care too much. But people were like, that's it? That thing? Looks like there's two suspenders on it. That's what you're putting out, Nintendo? This thing looks stupid. It looks ridiculous. You know, we thought these things were going to get better. You know, in a way, when you go back to the NES, that you would put in a disc, or sorry, you would put in a cartridge, because we were still dealing with chips, and bless the chips, nothing had to load. Everything was already ROM, so the ROM didn't have to dump into the RAM. That's the read-only memory into the random access memory. You can't have enough, but still, chips are instantaneous. And that was one of the things that was cool about that, but you would then close the door behind it. So I said, we can get into the aesthetics. Do you like it? Do you not like it? The lines are open. 1-800-878-PLAY. When we come back on the other side, let's talk about some of the games we got to see. And also, I'll give a game away and maybe how much that thing is going to cost us. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's healthcare. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. A little Mario music from the old N64. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. We're going to talk to a man in the industry coming up in the next segment. Let's give away a game, and the way you win it is just by being the second correct email answer to my email address. That would be fitting and apropos. Rick@sportsbyline.com. The game I'm giving away just came out last week called The Dark Eye, Book of Heroes. The Dark Eye, colon, Book of Heroes, published by Wild River Games and developed by Random Potion. That is a cool name for a developer, I got to say. This is a PC game. And my question is, does this sound like an adventure game? Or does this sound like a cooking game? It's like I obviously just made up the question on the spot and not very well. The Dark Eye, Book of Heroes. Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. I'll give you a quick blurb here. Experience classical role-playing together with your friends in the co-op multiplayer RPG, The Dark Eye, Book of Heroes. Based on The Dark Eye saga, Book of Heroes puts you right into the fantasy world of Aventuria, where you can raid dungeons and experience adventures together with friends or alone, that you can only overcome with combined skills and forces. Play with up to 4 players where you combine the specialities of the different species and professions to overcome enemies, puzzles, and challenges in the myriad of procedurally generated maps. Choose from 12 different professions such as assassin, mercenary, blessed one of Rhonda, knight or black magician, and one of the 4 playable species, elves, half-elves, dwarves, and humans, and individualize the appearance of your character as you see fit. Enjoy extensive character development opportunities and item crafting in addition to common, improved, and legendary items lootable throughout the game. So once again, send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com and tell me if The Dark Eye, Book of Heroes, published by Wild River and developed by Random Potion, is an adventure game or is it a cooking game? Just let me know. Would love to hear from you. All right, as I said, the PS5, and by the way, coming up in this segment, we'll look at some of the new releases this week. But the PS5, as video game enthusiasts such as ourselves felt maybe a mini tremor through our wallet when we thought, what's it going to go for? Now, there's always something that gets loose somewhere on the internet that someone says something, you're like, is this real or not? And I remember when Battlefield, the next Battlefield game coming from DICE, which is from Stockholm, Syria, there was a German website that said Weltkrieg 1. I'm like, what? World War I? The next Battlefield game is going to be World War I? And I was excited for it, and it's one of my favorite games all time, Battlefield 1. So that was a real hint that was true. I bring that up because there's a website called Hot UK Deals, and they listed an Amazon.com UK listing for the PS5 with a 2 terabyte hard drive for £599. If you don't know the conversion rate, I was just over there in October, that's about £760. Now, Sony said, this holiday season, and it's a race and battle for Hearts and Minds, carpet bombing, all that with Microsoft, which is also launching the Xbox Series X during the same period. And for us consumers, that's a good problem to have, because competition is only going to breed better games, right? And even though, and it is three, of course, you got to count Nintendo in there and maybe a little PC, more like four, but still. Here's $760. As much as I want a PS5, that still makes me go, wait, what? Now, David Thier at Forbes.com said that he would not take this placeholder price all that seriously. And he said $599 would be a huge problem for Sony, especially if Microsoft comes in at $499. Now, that's the thing right there. You might say, well, look, there are Sony people and there are Xbox people, and they're going to buy what they want to buy. That's absolutely true. But if you're asking mom and dad or whatever, if you are so lucky that they can fork out those kind of clams, and they and you say, I want to play Madden, and they're like, well, Madden is on both. I'll buy you the one that's $100 less. If you think that's not an issue, that is a massive, massive issue when it comes to sales. And if you're $100 more, you're going to take it in the shorts. So you can point out to your exclusives that are Sony exclusives, or vice versa, if Xbox Series X is more, and say, look at the Microsoft exclusives. They're not enough. I have found over the years that only Nintendo can lean on their exclusives, like Link, like Mario, like go down the list. That's the only place you're going to get those. So I don't know if this is going to happen like that as much, but still, 2 terabytes. The one we heard of is that it was going to have an SSD, that's a solid state drive, a hard drive, 825 gigs. So listen, I'm sure each one is waiting to see what happens. And this isn't like Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack, who's going to get paid first, I'm going to get paid next, or, you know, Patrick Mahomes looking to see what Dak Prescott gets, because I'm going to be getting more than you. All right, but some of the games we saw in the reveal, Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales, it'll be his turn in the black and red suit. Gran Turismo 7, I'm not sure if every PlayStation has to have a Gran Turismo launch, but it certainly seems like it. Game called Horizon : Forbidden West. It's a sci-fi world, lots of bows and arrows. Resident Evil Village. Chris Redfield is back in this game. Deathloop, which is an interesting concept. It's an action shooter. You're an assassin stuck in a time loop, and the only way to get out of it is to assassinate the 8 people who keep the loop running. If you fail, you start the day over again. Wow, Groundhog Deathloop. Demon's Souls. This one is really amazing looking if you're into Dark Souls or Bloodborne. And it's Demon's Souls N'S, not S apostrophe, which you might have imagined. And game called Project Athia. This is from Square Enix, the people who make Final Fantasy. It's a working title right now. Hitman 3 is back. Ratchet and Clank, Rift Apart, looks amazing. NBA 2K21. So, as I said, a lot of mouth-watering things for us to certainly get excited about. Let's take a look at the games that will be coming out this week. Hard Space Shipbreaker is a PC adventure game in outer space. Actually looks pretty cool. Desperados 3 is a strategy game on the PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Disintegration, Xbox One, PS4, and PC. This is an action game. Elder Scrolls Online Greymore expansion, now taking it to the Xbox One and PS4. We have that on the the PC already. Outlast, Journey of a Gladiator. And this is a RPG on the PC. Alwa's Legacy, PC platformer. We also have Namco Museum Archives Volume 1 and Volume 2 for the PC, PS4, Xbox, and Switch. We're talking a lot of Pac-Man there. Waking is an action-adventure game. It looks kind of Blair Witchy to me. Xbox One and PC. One Way Heroics, a roguelike RPG on the Switch. Pamela is a PC action game. We also have The Academy, The First Riddle. This is not only on the PC and Mac, but this will also be on iPhones and also Androids as well. We have Burnout Paradise, which is on the Switch. I actually had it on my Xbox 360, and then I got it for, I think, like $10, $12 on my PS4 with all the DLC. Everything's open. Everything's unlocked. Man, that game is fun, especially when I can't get my Wi-Fi working. I just go straight to that. The Coma 2, Vicious Sisters, PS4, Switch. We have Railway Empire on the Switch. Ease, Memories of Salsetta on the PS4. That's an action RPG. And then the biggie, speaking of exclusives, as I mentioned before, The Last of Us Part 2, PS4 action game. This will be available on the 19th, so not a Tuesday release. But this is one of the biggest titles to come out during the pandemic. Naughty Dog makes these games, and as I said, they are Sony exclusives. And, you know, as I said, this is a good time to release these things. It always seems like when we wait, they all come out at the same time. I have been talking about new releases. Like, look at the new releases I was talking about. Most of these games you never heard of, I never heard of. They're small little games, hopefully pretty fun. They've made it this far. I hope they swim and not sink. But Last of Us Part 2, that's going to be a huge deal. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to a man inside the industry, Mr. Bernardo. Come on back.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Dennis Bernardo. He is the producer of a brand new game which just launched this week. It's called Kart Rider Rush Plus. It's from Nexon, and it's for your phone, iOS and Android. Dennis, welcome to the show. The first question is, you can say, carts, you know, they've been done. So knowing that, you're like, no, we've done it bigger, better, faster. What have you done to sort of reinvent the cart genre?
Wow. So as you said, there's been a lot of cart racing games, in the market. What we've done with this game specifically, you know, we took a lot of what worked with this IP. Kart Rider is an IP that has a bunch of history in Korea. It launched there over 10 years ago, over a decade, and it's hugely popular, mainly in the esports league. So it has one of the longest running esports leagues in Korea. So it's got this really competitive aspect to it, and that's what we wanted to bring globally. We released Kart Rider Rush Plus in China last year, saw really good results, and so wanted to bring sort of that competitive aspect to the West, to other global markets.
Yeah, I noticed there's a real Asian feel to it, especially does each rider get a little kind of cat, or is they just right at the starting line?
There's actually a bunch of different pets that you can get. One of them is the cat that you get at the beginning there. There's like a pig, there's a dog, there's various other like little, you know, rabbits and these types of cute little animals. So in addition to sort of the competitive aspect that I talked about, the game really has a lot of, accessibility and has a lot of fun. So you can see that with the art style. You can see that with some of the modes that are a little bit more casual. We have this racing mode called item mode where you have, you know, your typical sort of kart racing weapons like rockets and shields, and you can zap players with thunderstorms, that type of thing. So if you're not, you know, too keen on the competitive mode and, you know, you're not as good as other players like me, then that sort of equalizes the playing field.
And then, of course, with any game, when you put it on a phone, there are different ways that you can control it with haptics and other such things. How did you work out the controls on it?
Yeah, so, since mobile games have been around, you know, there have been a lot of different ways racing games have had controls. You know, like you said, one of them was the haptic, the sort of tilt controls. But I think for this game, to really keep that competitive aspect, to keep that precise control feel on PC, similar to the PC title, we really had to make it as easy as possible. And so for this game, you tap left, you tap right, you tap boost, and you tap your drift button. And the game basically just automatically, you know, progresses you, automatically presses the gas button for you, so you don't have to worry about that. And all you have to worry about is, you know, whether how you want to take this next curve, how you want to take this line, what weapons you want to use. So it makes it a little bit more easier to pick up.
So let's talk about gameplay. How would you describe it? Just as far as I know, you have 50 different tracks. You got 20 different carts. Yeah. So what does gameplay look like?
Yeah, so the gameplay, there's a ton of depth to the game. You know, so the bread and butter, the esports sort of aspect of the game is speed mode. So in this mode, you basically, it's just a straight race. It could be you racing against time. It could be you racing against up to seven other players. And it's real-time matchmaking. So you're matched up against real people all around the world in your server. And basically, you have your course that you have to navigate. And how many the way you navigate and what different maneuvers that you can do, you build up nitro. And you use that nitro to go a little bit faster. And there's little tips and tricks. There's little, like, nuances to making sure you always have a full nitro boost, for example.
Speaking with Dennis Bernardo with Nexon, Kartrider Rush Plus, this is a free game. So are there in-app purchases? What's the revenue model? Is it, you know, skins and things like that?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different carts that you can purchase. There's a lot of different characters, a lot of different outfits for your characters. It's a very fun and casual game. So there's a lot of customization, a lot of ways to express yourself, and that's really what the business model is centered around. Is you know, what new item can you buy to show off your flair? How can you customize your cart? You know, different drift emojis and that sort of thing.
And then what would you say to people who, you know, want to play, but they figure it can't go cross-platform? Or can you go cross-platform, or just iPhones against iPhones, Androids against Androids?
It is cross-platform between mobile devices. So Android players can play against iPhone players and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So there is that aspect, and it really expands the competitive pool and the amount of people that you can play with and the amount of friends you can play with.
You talk about the fan base in Korea through Nexon. Mm-hmm. Apparently, before you even launched, you had more than 5 million people registered. This thing was going to hit the ground running, right?
Absolutely. You know, we were sort of surprised and humbled by that, actually. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, it was huge in Korea. And so we are a little bit tepid about how the response would be here globally. But out of those 5 million pre-registrations, you know, over a third of that, over 40% of that was actually in U.S., in South America, in Europe. So there's actually love and, you know, adoration for this franchise and for this game all around the world. And we were sort of taken aback by that and happy, actually.
And for people who don't want to, you know, do the in-app purchases, they can, through Merit, earn K-Coins and then buy things in the shop, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a bunch of different in-game currency as well. And most of the items can be bought with either, you know, the hard currency that you can pay for, or you can earn in-game currency through different races, through different quests that you can do in-game, different challenges, playing with friends. So all these different ways to sort of, you know, get those customization items that you really want.
You know, this is not so much specifically for you, but, you know, I was reading this thing about an NBA player. His kids spent thousands and thousands on Fortnite skins. If you ever see some kid paying thousands and thousands, do you say, cha-ching, hey, good for me? Or do you kind of want to alert the parent, like, your kid's going nuts here?
I think, you know, there's a responsibility, you know, on our side too, to, you know, make sure there's a bunch of different tools in there for parents to be able to curtail that, right? you know, some of the things that we've added in the game, you know, there's different confirmation modes when you're trying to purchase some items, and different pop-ups to say, hey, you know, you've been playing for a long time, maybe you should take a break. You know, there's different types of ways like that where, you know, I think we as game makers have to be a little bit responsible when it comes to those types of things.
That's very cool that you do that. Now, every video game developer knows that as soon as you launch a game, players might take it to places that they didn't even know. I mean, people have designed platformers, and they've seen some of the characters get to places that the programmers didn't even expect. So brand new feedback on this game and time trials and things. What has been the response from the fan base so far?
The response from the fan base has actually been really positive so far. You know, we launched, like you mentioned, yesterday. And, you know, the servers have been pretty stable, relatively few issues, and we've been seeing a lot of people, you know, have love for this franchise. Like I mentioned, it released over a decade in Korea, but there have been iterations now and then that have expanded outside of Asia. And so we see a lot of those nostalgia from players and a lot of people saying, oh, my God, I can't believe Kart Rider's back. You know, this is so fun. I love playing with my friends. And we've been seeing a lot of people stream the game, a lot of people making videos, just telling us that, you know, it's a very polished game. And, you know, there's a lot of depth and a lot of content there for players of all ages and players of all different skill levels to enjoy.
Well, talk about depth. You have a story mode. You can play as Dao, and there's a campaign, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is one of the first times, you know, we've added a story mode to a Kart Rider game and have it fully voice acted. So it's really cool. There's a lot of, you know, it runs sort of the gamut of different stories. So one story you might be playing as Dao trying to hunt down, you know, this big bad villain. Other times you might be playing as other characters like Diz or Bozzy, who have their own unique personality. So it's really a good way for the player to get to know some of the characters in this game and the personalities and intricacies that go along with them.
What about building your own tracks? I know sometimes fans they want to do that. Is that on the horizon?
We don't have any plans for that yet, but I know, you know, there's a lot of other games that allow you to do that, and you know, it's something that we could look into in the future, but we have no plans for that right now.
All right, there he is, Dennis Bernardo, the producer of Kart Rider Rush Plus from Nexon. It is brand spanking new on iOS and Android. You want to make sure you check it out. It is absolutely free. It is gorgeous, 3D graphics, a lot of karts, a lot of game modes, a lot of tracks, and very popular so far. Dennis, congratulations on the game. Yeah. We appreciate your time, and let's catch
Thank
up
so
down
much.
The road, man.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rick. It's a pleasure being here.
All right, good stuff. I will take a quick break, and we will come on back right here on Sports Byline.
I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference. Especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Let's close out the show in our customary fashion, give away a cheat code from a game that's been around for a while. I'll do a little research for you. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This request comes from Laughlin, Nevada, down there in the Vegas area, and it's from Jeremy. It says, Rick, Grand Theft Auto 5 on the Xbox One, how do I Skyfall? Skyfall is when you spawn in the sky, and here it is. And remember, this doesn't make for tremendous radio, but if you don't get it, just email me, and I'll tell you again. For Skyfall, LB, left trigger, RB, right trigger, left, right, LB, left trigger, RB, right trigger, left, right. Got it? Once again, LB, left trigger, RB, right trigger, left, right, LB, left trigger, RB, right trigger, left, right. There's some symmetry to that. One more for Moon Gravity. This one's a little bit easier. Left, LB, RB, LB, right, left, LB, left. Once again, for Moon Gravity, Grand Theft Auto 5 on the Xbox One, left, LB, RB, LB, right, left, LB, left. Now, this is a game, if you want to take a dive, that has lots of cheats. And this is the thing about Grand Theft Auto 5. When I got it for the PS4, I thought all I'm going to do is not do one mission. Well, I thought I'd do one or two missions. There's so many. I'd get bored with it, and then I would just start getting into the helicopter and firing Hellfire missiles at people, and then just, you know, pulling a guy out of a semi, driving it down the road, and getting up to mayhem. And that's what I did. I paid it for about 3 days, and I never played it again. I'm not mature enough to play Grand Theft Auto 5, apparently. All right, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great week. We will get back to the sports talk here on all our networks. And I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.